10th of October, 1944. At that time, we were driving south to capture Condé-sur-Noire and had started the drive from near Caumont, which lies to the west of Tilly. At Caumont, we saw an attack by four-engined Lancasters, which came in low over us and bombed the German positions. They were so near, we could count the bombs as they fell, 15 from each plane. We followed that with a barrage and moved off at 4 a.m. next day. One night in that position, before the attack, we were bombed. One fell 50 yards from us. I've got a piece in my pocket now. Three cows were killed. One of them literally blown to pieces. Two infantrymen were also killed. After the fall of Condé, we turned east and attacked Mount Pincon, the largest hill in the area. I remember our guns being in action on the crest of Mount Pincon. We were then coming down the west side of the Falaise Packet. Before we knew where we were tearing south to Flers, where we had our first big welcome. The streets were crowded, waving people, and it was a place I said I felt like Monty and Churchill. From Flers, we went east to Briouze and Écouché. Écouché is a fairly big town. When we passed it, it was a big pile of bricks. It was here we saw the Free French with American tanks, etc. There's a big quarry there, and we stayed the night near it. We called it Happy Valley because of the courting between the Free French and the locals. Most of them were drunk too. From there to Argentan, where we waited for hours for the tanks to clear away some Germans holding the road. We'd been very close to them for days, but sometimes he would stop and fight. From Argentan, we drove east to our resting place, L'Aigle, where we stayed for several days. The farmer there had hidden two Canadian airmen for days and had shot five Germans himself. It was there that I had my new self-propelled. The other had a bad oil leak. After 4 days, we left L'Aigle at 5 p.m. on Monday. After a long drive, which ended at 2:30 a.m. Tuesday, we came to a hide on the west bank of the Seine. It was our turn for guard. We got in about an hour's sleep before 5 a.m. We went off again and crossed the Seine over an Royal Engineers Bridge at Vernon about 7 o'clock. Our next objective was Amiens. Made a long night drive with the worst weather we'd had. The column went fast and was split up. We stopped at 4 a.m. while the others caught up, and it was quiet and still. I remember hearing the bells of some village church. Soon after daylight, we ran into some opposition. A Bofors was firing into a wood on our left as we went into action. I can't remember all of our journey from Vernon to Amiens. Some days were bad, crawling across the country, dropping into action for a few hours or for the night, and wondering if we'd get too close or surrounded. At that time, we were never sure an odd tank wouldn't pop up and give us the works. I forgot to mention that at the end of night drive, we were told we'd driven through 6 German divisions without any trouble at all. We went into Amiens through thousands of people who cheered and waved like mad, as usual. On the other side of Amiens, a shell cracked down on the main road, half a mile in front. We turned off and went into action. After a night there, we went on again to Lens, the last French town of any size. The streets were packed with people. They only left room for a tank to go through. Many times I thought we'd killed someone. We stopped several times and were smothered by people wanting cigarettes, corned beef and chocolate. I know several chaps who gave away 1,000 cigarettes each.